performer's new video. And if I ever record an album, I want this guy to produce my and make me beautiful duets. Cause he's freaking genius! Like my body.
I was trying to be too clever for my own good there. I was trying to tag it with the judge. 503-733-2970. Is my computer up? This is what I was trying to do. Like a blah, 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 genius. Like my body.
I'm not releasing a body. This body belongs to me now.
See, I was just trying to be too clever.
Oh, see, we've got to communicate these things. You stepped on me, yo.
Sorry, baby. The camera's just out. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. And you know that in 5 years, that whole thing about, that whole, he's freaking, that whole thing, it'll be like, we didn't hear her cries for help. And that'll totally be the whole thing. She seemed to be asking for help.
Do you think
all
that footage will just disappear?
No, but it'll be like, it'll be sort of, you know, how much clearer did she have to say it? She was asking for help in front of the whole world. All right. It's like Kurt Cobain who wrote that song for the, this is a little bit of trivia that I think you had to be around for like a certain 6 month period. In about 1993, there was a CD, a Nirvana song was released. It was just called "I Hate Myself and I Want to Die." Have you ever heard that?
No.
It's on the Beavis and Butthead soundtrack, and it's a Nirvana song called "I Hate Myself and I Want to Die." I swear to God, it's not a joke. That is the actual name of the song, and it's like sandwiched between the Red Hot Chili Peppers and like Rob Zombie. Anyway, words and lyrics by words and music by Kurt Cobain. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll get some phone calls here in a second. At the Ministry of Truth, here's your personal secret.
It's time for the Rick Emerson Noon News Hour from AM 970 Solid State Radio. And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
He could never do anything right. Anna Nicole Smith left everything to her son Daniel, who's dead. Her will was released moments ago. She also names her longtime companion Howard K. Stern as executor, according to this document dated July 30th, 2001. It was never updated. Does not mention Smith's 5-month-old daughter, Daniel Lynn. And clouding an already murky legal scenario, some language in the will seems to exclude any of Smith's future spouses or children. Yet in other sections, it refers to Smith's children, instructing the executor, for example, to manage the estate such that my children are distributed sufficient sums for their health, education, and support. Of course, the stakes are huge, $88 million or more. Her heir or heirs stand to inhabit a stake in her long-standing claim to the fortune of her late husband, Texas oil baron J. Howard Marshall II.
She's a failure even in death. Well done, Anna. All right.
Meanwhile, let's get down to business and get Anna Nicole Smith in bond, shall we? Here is Broward County Judge Larry Sieblin, who we heard from yesterday.
Beauty was important to her, as you all indicated to me. She wants to look beautiful, and we want to make sure that occurs.
Okay, that's just creepy.
He's terrific.
The judge is just weird. I don't even know.
If only we had him during the OJ trial.
I'm not releasing a body. This body belongs to me now. I'm not releasing the body. From what I read, this body's staying right here. We'll decide how we, what condition and what place we put the body. But the body belongs to me now.
Weekend at Judge Larry's.
But it won't decompose so fast. That baby is on a cold, cold storage room. It's not decaying so fast. I can go over there now and look at it.
Okay, well, there you go. I don't even know what he looks like. I have no idea what he looks like, but
he's a common-looking fellow.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he a younger man?
It's hard to tell. Some people look old before their time.
Because I'm wondering, like, say, he doesn't have the Steve Martin thing. I'm just wondering, I mean, if these are judges that came of age during the O.J. trial, and they see how Lance Ito did not maximize his time in the spotlight.
Right. Nobody wants to be the next Ito.
They've all vowed not to make him. You know what Lance Ito does now? He hears traffic cases. That's what he does now.
I'm not going to say he does traffic reports.
No.
He works for Metro Traffic.
You know, and what's weird is back on Judge Ito for a second. I thought that he would be the guy we heard from the most once that whole OJ thing was done. I thought Judge Ito was going to be, like, giving a talk show. I think he was going to be writing books. I think he was going to be on the radio or something. But he's the guy that just vanished into the woodwork. Nobody hears from him at all. But how weird that he's still a judge. That you could walk into some L.A. courtroom and, like, Judge Ito would come in and, like, be the guy who hears why you were speeding past a schoolyard or something. It's all very strange. So, anyway. So, what did he say? So we got to hurry up and get her involved because we want her to look pretty? That's not going to work. And the irony, though, is that she probably will look prettier, like, dead than she looked the last year or so that she was alive. Mm-hmm. Right? Because they're going to even out all those unfortunate proportions and the lumps that she had and whatnot. All right.
So meanwhile, a Broward County Medical Examiner, Dr. Joshua Perper, that's the guy with the weird head, gets testy when asked if more DNA from Smith is needed.
Don't look at my head!
It's absolutely, totally unjustified. Well, you're not one moment.
That wasn't my question.
Well, then, you're not answering the question.
Then Krista Barth, Stern's attorney.
Barth?
Barth,
yeah, okay.
Who is Stern's attorney. But he is an attorney, so the attorney for the attorney said her client should bury Smith.
They want to trash my client in an attempt at some kind
of... lawyer.
The woman sitting across from me has not laid eyes on that young lady since 1995. She's never laid eyes on her granddaughter, and she sits here today to take her to Texas and put her in the ground all alone.
This is the best news story that's ever happened. There's never
keep all these lawyers separate.
I'm saying if this keeps up, it really will outstrip OJ. It's just for fantasticality. There's just no point in pussyfooting around here. We were excited when she died. It was gripping. It happened during the show, on the air. And first she just fell over, and then she wasn't breathing, and then she was vomiting up some white substance, and then she was dead. It was a great day. But I just sort of figured that was it. Remember, she died on a Thursday. Was it just last Thursday?
It was last Thursday.
Is that really true? It's been a week?
Yeah.
Damn, man. How things change. Remember, like a week and a day ago at this time.
Not in diapers.
We were talking about what's her guts driving 780 miles to pepper spray somebody. So she died Thursday, and we'd actually talked about it. We're like, well, I'm glad she died on a Thursday so we can, we'll talk about it Friday and then everybody be sick of it and the news cycle will be over. By Monday, everybody will have moved on. How wrong have we ever been more wrong about that?
I think it'll all end with the paternity test, hopefully. Well, I mean, it just keeps on going.
The Anna Nicole Smith's corpse is some sort of news pinata. Just every time you hit it, more stories come out. It's true. Whack, one baby daddy. Whack, five baby daddies. Whack, methadone. Every time you hit her corpse.
I think she's the most popular corpse since Evita.
All right. Let's see. Mike, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Yeah, hi, Rick. Yeah. Actually, I've got something about all three of your subjects, but as far as the executor,
yes.
The executor of the estate is the person in charge of distributing what's written in the will.
Okay.
Then you have conservators, which is what I am with my daughter, all right? I'm in charge of the money's for her. She's a minor. So you have to do, it's basically court-ordered, what's written in the will. And control the money. You may or may not have access depending on what's written in the will. So in other words, anybody, if a crazy lady dies and leaves all the money to her cat, right. Somebody has to be in charge of that. So if there's no conservator or executor of the state takes over and they distribute it.
All right, okay. So that's kind of what, that's why you got to have an executor.
Yes.
All right,
yes.
Okay.
And as far as the embalming,
yeah.
A friend of mine's dad was an embalmer. So we had free run of the funeral home. We poked sticks at dead people and stuff. And we'd go in the embalming room, and they had a big porcelain table. I guess basically that's what's called the slab. It looks like veins cut into it so that it could be tipped to drain off.
Oh, I see. So that's where they...
drain in the floor.
Yeah.
And you picture your office water bottle at the end of the hallway. It looked like a big IV. It pumped the blood out. and the new fluid's in.
Oh, so like an embalming. So they just replace all the liquid in your body with embalming fluid.
Yeah. And as far as the hiccups,
yes.
My chihuahua gets the hiccups, goes out, eats grass, horse. Done with it.
This is the best show ever. I guess that covers everything. I never really thought that this call was going to end with my chihuahua gets hiccups. All right. That's all right. Thank you. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. On all three topics here, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right.
There you go. My chihuahua gets hiccups. Fantastic. Well, who can argue with that? Another Mike here. Mike, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Hey, Rick. How you doing today?
What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to call. Somebody mentioned about the Scrabble game only having one X.
Yes.
So here's
yes,
another useless piece of trivia for you. May only have one X, but there's plenty of blanks, so you can do whatever you want.
Oh, that's true. There are those blank pieces to compensate for the fact there's only one X.
I thought he was trying to say a swear word, but the thing blank instead.
No. It's true. No, you're right. That's right. There are a number of blanks.
There are a number of blanks.
To compensate for the lack of Q's and Z's as well.
Exactly.
I didn't really ever think about that. You know, Scrabble is a, I really should play more Scrabble. I don't know that I'm all that good at it, which seems strange, because language is really the only thing I have any skill at. But I'm kind of a bad... You know what else I'm bad at is... what's that game? Is it Yahtzee or Boggle? What's the name where you shake the thing and then you try to make words out of it? Well, Boggle, I think, is what they do. I'm terrible at that. Yeah, I got nothing at that. I'm terrible. All right, Mike, thank you, sir, for clarifying that.
Thanks, Rick. Appreciate it.
Yeah, believe it or not, I'll sleep better, actually. Believe it or not, I'll feel better knowing that. All right, thank you. That's Mike. Fantastic. Here's, let's see, we've got, this is from our good friend, the godlike former program director, Bruce Agler. Rick, this morning, Howard K. Stern's hairdresser, Sasha... What a weird story. This morning, Howard K. Stern's hairdresser, Sasha, called Rick D's in the morning... On the new move-in, 93.9 Los Angeles, Sasha said...
How you doing?
By the seashore. Sasha said, quote, I used to cut Howard K. Stern's hair, and my personal opinion of him is that he's a nut. I've seen him high, I've seen him low, and I've seen him weak, I've seen him strong, and I've seen her twice. I know what I saw, and I know that Anna became his puppet. I believe that he, Howard K. Stern, was in control of what she, Anna Nicole Smith, did. Sasha once stated that Howard K. Stern once slept through a Brazilian wax, which she said is painful to sleep through. She says, quote, it hurts, you sweat, you scream, you twitch. There's no way you could sleep through that. She had to be woken up to leave. All right. Well, there you go. So apparently, Anna settles that.
I found an old crazy interview with her on Extra where she is completely messed up and out of it.
Really? Is that...
It's like a little 2-minute interview. We should play it later.
Okay. They've been playing this one on Larry King where she talks about what a role model she is for children.
No, this is her falling over and she's trying to take off her jacket. It's called Anna's Demons. And she's finished like, I'm hot. That's the woman's trying to ask her questions about her new clothing line.
Excellent. So this just in, apparently Anna Nicole Smith was on drugs, falls over a lot, and once slept through having her pubic hair waxed.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Howard K. Smith.
No.
I thought you were, too.
Why would he be having his region waxed?
I think that might be something people do.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
It's not a Brazilian. Isn't a Brazilian where it's the landing strip kind of a thing?
I'm not familiar with Brazilians.
I think it's all gone with that.
I didn't think so. I don't know the answer to that.
Well, I'm glad you
Please don't
it
call
up.
To tell me. Don't call. If you're picking up the phone now, I beg of you, put it back down and go about your business. Here's Tim Riley.
Meanwhile, one of the men laying claim to being the father of Anna Nicole's baby has some serious allegations. Prince Frederick von Anhalt told reporters he believes Smith's death was deliberate, and he believes he knows who was behind it.
I believe this horribly. I believe Anna Nicole Smith was killed. And I strongly believe Howard Stern is deeply involved.
First of all, the real Howard Stern has got a hate/love all of this. Because it gives him sound bites like that. And secondly, who is that?
Oh, that was Prince Frederick von Anhalt.
Is that Zsa Zsa's husband?
That's Zsa Zsa's.
Mm-hmm. Boy, that guy, what is with him?
You know, it's just so annoying that everyone's idolizing her now when nobody, they're all saying how much they loved her. Nobody right. helped her before.
We never loved her.
No, we didn't.
I didn't love her.
No, we didn't. I thought she was...
I found her very entertaining.
I thought she was hot for a couple of years, but that's about it. And then she stopped me. But really, the only thing, and I know this sounds like a terrible objectivist male thing to say, But really, the only thing Anna Nicole Smith had to offer me was the fact that she was hot. And that's it. What else did Anna Nicole Smith have to give me in my life? I didn't even really watch her show, the Anna Nicole Show, all the time. I watched that a couple times.
It was terrible.
Yeah, I mean, just her slow decline, but I mean, it's not like that's in short supply.
I think that, like, the first season was really good because she wasn't acting yet. Mm-hmm. But then by the second season, she was, you could obviously tell it was scripted.
And there's no shortage of, if you just want to watch some celebrity teeter around and implode on drugs and whatever, there's like 100 of them at any given moment. All Anna Nicole Smith had to give me was the fact that she was attractive and had massive bosoms. And then that was over after a couple of years. So, no, we didn't love her in any way. We're the first to... The irony is, like, yeah, we only love her because... We only love her now literally because she's dead. They use that phrase, well, they only love her once she's gone. But
I love her for her soundbites.
Yeah, that's the thing where they say when they said they love her because she's dead, what that means is they love her because of a mystique and they love her because of a tragedy.
They'll soon be the velvet paintings with the angel wings.
Yeah, we literally only love her because she's a corpse and because her corpse is providing amusement to us. That really is it. All right, someone has to. Who wants to know what a Brazilian is?
Somebody from Brazil.
No.
I'm pretty sure I was right.
This person says a Brazilian is not the landing strip.
At all.
No.
No.
Well, I'm not saying for sure. I'm saying according to this person, Brazilian is not the landing strip. Brazilian is the, this doesn't sound right. Brazilian is the other side. And I mean the butt side.
Okay, no. No, no,
and
no.
This is not a joke.
Because I was watching, I know this is lame, whatever, Sex in the City, when there's an episode where Sarah Jessica Parker goes
to
L.A.
That's lame, you're a chick.
All right, and she gets a Brazilian, and the woman completely strips her. It's all gone.
Why is that a Brazilian? We're entering into an area that we shouldn't
stop.
Talk. Let's just
but
move
I'm pretty,
on. We're becoming
know,
that show. I don't want to...
Yeah, but there was reference there. I'm pretty sure that's accurate.
Well, then... Okay.
Somebody's just messing with you.
I don't really know the answer. Realize that it doesn't matter to me. Because it's not something I could be having done. All right, here's Tim Riley.
Well, all right. I guess I put an end to that. Meanwhile, sometimes being sorry isn't enough. Former Miami superstar Tim Hardaway is learning a hard lesson this morning. He's back in South Florida after the NBA banned him from all their public events during this weekend's All-Star festivities in Vegas. In a statement released by the league, Commissioner David Stern said that Hardaway's comments were not appropriate for someone who represents the NBA.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to ask you to read that again, only because I was distracted by this really graphic description of what the Brazilian is. Well, we were both right. Let's put it that way. It's everything. It's the back and the front.
All right.
The back and the front.
The back and the front and the all around and the anything that just happens to be in the path.
Has Scotty J shown you guys his impression of this Hardaway guy yet?
No.
He's been doing it all morning
long. And I apologize that I have to ask you to read that again, just only because I want to hear it so I can properly ridicule him.
Apparently he's learning the hard way. He's been banned from all public events during this weekend's All-Star festivities in Vegas. Shane Cansey, Hardaway's business partner, says blacks especially have no reason to be prejudiced.
As a black man, we know about hatred firsthand. So to hate, it's not called for.
Don't hate. Everybody now.
Please give some examples of the crank callers that have been pestering your business since Hardaway made his remarks on gay people yesterday.
We have some homophobic flavors. Let me have some of that gay lemonade.
I don't understand. What business?
Well, he owns a car wash for this guy.
Why would you call a car wash and ask for gay lemonade? That just doesn't make any sense.
But here it is again.
So you have some homophobic flavors. Let me have some of that gay lemonade.
I want some gay lemonade. Who wants gay lemonade? Scotty, gay lemonade for all.
You should really have Scotty come in and give his impression. He literally came in and did it four times this morning. I thought it was progressively more funny.
He was doing... Let's count the levels in which this could be inappropriate. Scotty impersonating a black man who is going on a vicious anti-gay tirade.
No, it's not. No, the content doesn't have anything to do with anti-gay.
All right, well.
But he's been practicing. I think he should...
Really? Has he been practicing at home in a mirror, like singing into a hairbrush? All right. Well, let's just then...
Scotty J, this is David Cassidy. I don't know what else to say, except...
You're not going to amount to jack!
I want some gay lemonade. And they just click, hang up. It doesn't make any sense at all. And did you see that it was a non-apology apology? Because at no point did he apologize for being, you know, a dick. He was just, if anybody was offended, like, in the wildly unlikely scenario.
No, he's like, well, I didn't mean to say that I didn't like gay people. That is not an apology.
I didn't mean to open my mouth and let my hideous, retarded truth be known. And by the way, I should note that I do not subscribe to the theory. There is this theory in a lot of, I don't know, a lot of circles. I do not subscribe to the theory that everybody who is virulently anti-gay is latently homosexual or somehow closeted. I just think that, that guy doesn't sound to me like he's latently gay. It just sounds like he's latently retarded, and he manages to keep it hidden most of the time. But every now and again, the inner retard just jumps out and begins throwing its own feces around the room, doesn't it? All right. Scotty J., hello, sir.
Hello.
Hi, what's up with you?
I brought you a fresh pitcher of lemonade.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Gay lemonade.
Gay lemonade. Why are you, what is it? I don't understand. So you came in unannounced this morning and we're doing a tip. Wait, is it Tim or Tom Hardaway? Tim Hardaway?
Tim
Hardaway. There's a. Okay. Sound like. Yeah, skip it. You were coming in and unbeaten doing Tim Hardaway impressions for Sarah.
Well, and Kristen, because Kristen told me about it.
Why?
She's like, watch out for Scotty J. because he's doing the impression. Sure enough, he comes wandering in and starts doing it.
Why were you doing that?
Every once in a while, I'll actually hear voices, and I'm not real good at remembering voices, like if I was to try to do Clinton.
Let's clarify what you mean when you say every now and again you hear voices.
Okay. When I hear voices, like on the radio, you know, if I hear something right now, sometimes I can...
You are saying that sometimes you can mimic.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, all right.
And so that's kind of what was happening there.
Now, was this yesterday when we played the Tim Hardaway sound?
That was today. I heard it on the radio today coming in.
Okay.
So I practiced it in the rearview mirror.
Really?
No.
See, yeah. You did. You're driving along in your car.
That sounds like something that somebody would do.
Impersonating a former NBA player's anti-gay tirades in the car.
No, he was impersonating the apology.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right.
That's not what it was. So I gotta be honest. I was not practicing the apology.
What did you do for Sarah this morning that she found hilarious?
Okay.
I didn't say I found it hilarious.
It was just.
Well, then what? Okay. Am I walking into a propeller here? Am I wading into something that's going to end badly?
You know, we're so mean to Scotty J. all the time, and he's obviously...
We don't allow him to showcase his inner talents.
And it's topical.
It's pretty hard.
We're in the news hour, I know, but it's topical. We've been talking about this guy, so I think...
All I did was kind of say what he said,
all right.
And it wasn't really...
Let's do it.
It was like, in the world, homo... No, I'm not going there. I'm going to the locker room, catch something.
That was it? Is that it? We built up to this?
Right, but...
Practice that for 15
right,
miles?
See, if I leave the room and I come back and do it like 6 times, then it gets funnier.
Sarah?
No.
We're not going to let you do it 6 times.
Sorry. I thought it was a little longer than that.
That was it? You know, I've forgotten what the guy said now.
Yeah, big overture, little show. Okay.
All right.
One more try.
No,
let's do it just one more time, Scotty.
In the world, homo... No, I'm not going there. In the locker room, catch
that. That sounds too white, Scotty. You really don't sound like a. You don't sound like Tim Hardaway at all.
You need to sound a little more urban.
He goes like
sound retarded.
That's how he sounds.
I guess there's no argument on that he does sound retarded. But I'm saying you sound retarded, like clinically retarded.
I might be.
Scotty J., ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes, all right. Homophobic flavors. Let me have some of that gay lemonade.
I totally want some gay lemonade.
You're sorry, who ordered gay lemonade at a car wash?
It doesn't make any sense. I guess that just come with like a little umbrella in it or something. Josh, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Josh. Must be mine, too.
It is.
I can hear the lines and sound.
All right, we're done. I don't even know why I was doing that. A little call back from like a year ago. Chad, hello, sir.
Hey, Rick. How's it going?
What's up, brother?
Hey, I just want to call and say that Sarah is right. Brazilian is all gone, it's also known as the Telly Savalas sometimes.
The Telly Savalas. And I think I've gotten several emails that say that is true. It is the all gone, but it's the all gone from the back as well. And when I say back, I mean ass.
Well, Storm just wrote me and said that they take everything slightly because Brazilian bikinis are so small, they're all stringy.
Yeah. And so if you have any unpleasant hairs on your backside as well, those are also removed.
Yep, stem to stern. I used to have a girlfriend that had it done. It was nice.
I'm so glad I'm not a woman. Just think of all that. It's got to be hard to be a chick. It's just constantly having to, you know, having to plucking and waxing and bleaching. And, yeah, it can't be any fun at all.
Oh, I would never be a woman. Definitely. I like being a guy.
Yeah, it wouldn't work out for me. All right, the Telly Savala. Thank you, Chad.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you, sir. That's Chad. All right, 503-733-2970. Here's Tim Riley.
So we have this little breaking story. That resolution opposing President Bush's troop surge in Iraq has been approved by the U.S. House.
Hurrah.
This is a non-binding resolution that means absolutely nothing.
Doesn't work. It's a non-binding Congress.
The Kentucky Republican, what's his name, Mitch McConnell says Democrats have an ulterior motive for wanting to pass this resolution.
The Democrats, for some reason, seem not to want to vote on funding for the troops, and I think the reason for that is that they ultimately plan to cut off funds for the troops to try to micromanage the war by restricting the funding. They want to substitute their judgment for General Petraeus' judgment as to what the best tactics should be.
That's okay. Doesn't matter. Then there's Nancy Pelosi.
The president's escalation plan repeats past mistakes. The stakes in Iraq are too high to recycle proposals that have little prospect for success.
Well, that's okay. We've on the Rick Emerson Show, I think we now, again, as I was telling Lisa Geyer, we now hold out no hope that anything will ever improve anywhere, in any way, about anything. Rick, I would like to be the first to suggest that from now on his name is Tim Hardingay. Ah! Okay, that's funny.
That is funny.
I'd like some gay lemonade. It's 503-733-2970. We got a break here. We'll come back. And so forth. 503-733-2970. The Rick Emerson radio program continues after this. Coming up later on, CNN radio correspondents Jim Roop, Ed McCarthy on the end of the Cold Smell with Scott Daly from FilmFeverRadio.com and Aaron Duran from GeekInTheCity.com. You don't go anywhere. Stay right there. As we're going into the break, I think we were off the mics were off at this point. And Sarah's big complaint is not like what a waste it is or what a tragedy. Sarah's just like, she shouldn't have been allowed to be pretty. She ruined it.
She totally wasted it. I was watching a video of her. So gorgeous. So messed up.
Yeah. Well, that's what gets overshadowed is people forget how, that's the real tragedy. People forget how hot she was. Because you just remember her being hideous now. That's the thing, is you just remember her being all hideous with the misshapen boobs and whatnot. And they were all like, one was way up here and the other one was covered in masking tape and or whatever. She just didn't make an example. It really was a waste.
It's just very frustrating. I mean, watching her speak, just not taking care of herself. I don't know. Just annoying.
I can't say this on the air, but I just had to edit it. But that guy says in Heather's at the funeral, come on, God, why'd you have to kill such hot ass? You know? All right. Anywho, that's the real tragedy here, ladies and gentlemen. For our little Eskimo. Here's Tim Riley.
Meanwhile, several downtown Starbucks were hit by vandals overnight who jammed locks with glue-like substance or metal shavings, according to the Portland police. Vandalism discovered early this morning as employees tried to open multiple shops in the downtown area. Each one of these locks was jammed. There are no witnesses, no suspects, and nobody will claim responsibility. The first call came at 4:16 this morning, and police continue to receive calls from Starbucks employees as the morning wore on.
You know,
that's just crappy.
Seriously, F whoever did that.
That's somebody
Starbucks?
Working a minimum wage coffee job trying to make some money.
At a company that treats its employees well, by the way, Starbucks. And by the way, attention, whatever would-be anarchist who does this, whoever it is that looks in the mirror and sees Che Guevara as you're busy jamming gum in the locks of a Starbucks. It's no way to start a revolution. I will say this. Screwing with the people who sell coffee is no way to get the working man on your side. It is no way to get the blue-collar people, the salt of the earth, the people who keep this city running. There is no way to get them on your side. It involves interrupting the flow of caffeine. So think about that, Chester, next time you decide to go out there and rise up against the bourgeois.
Meanwhile, a man running for mayor in Youngstown, Arizona, probably won't be getting too much support from the locals. Ken Champagne put a sign in his backyard bearing a spray-painted male organ and the words, "Eat me." Apparently, he was in a feud with one of his neighbors for years and caused his actions an honest mistake by an honest citizen. It's not a reflection of the rest of the citizens of his fine citizens. Police call it a public display of sexual material and say Mr. Champagne could be facing some serious charges.
Mr. Champagne, I want to give that guy a weekend show right now. I don't even care what he does. That's like, I picture him as being like the Continental or whatever, that guy, the Christopher Walken guy on SNL.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Rick, a Brazilian is like a going out of business sale. Everything must go. And then signed, can I have a weekend show? Sure. Let's see. Here's Tim Riley at the, that's the last comment we're going to take on Brazilians, by the way. It's, we're not going to be taking any more comments on that. We are, that door has closed. Here's Tim Riley.
So let's see what Tony Snow had to say in his morning news briefing. He said Democrats are gambling on failure.
They're gambling on failure. And some members, at least. The president has a plan for success. It's all aimed at success.
Uh-huh. Yes, the president is aware that Iraq is unpopular and knows that the president has not been monitoring the congressional debate.
The president doesn't have to park in front of C-SPAN and watch the debate all day. He knows what the views are.
Well, holiday weekend.
I have nothing. I just don't care. I'm not saying we shouldn't talk about it. We should, and I'll kind of go, yes. And then my IMSS, you know, that'll be fine. You know, that's whatever. It would just be, I'm not saying I don't care how things go in Iraq or how things go for the military. I'm just, I don't care what Tony Snow says because it bears, like it has, there is no correlation or causal relationship between what Tony says and like any, Tony Snow's nose doesn't anything absolutely remotely resembling the truth. It has nothing. And if Tony Snow's comments and the truth happen to be the same thing, it's by sheer happenstance. It's darts in the dark. So.
A pair of Oregon lottery millionaires are now the subject of a City of Portland lawsuit. Samuel and Elizabeth Howard are being sued. The city alleges their residence has become a public nuisance. According to the lawsuit, neighbors are complaining of traffic at all hours, illicit drug sales, drug use, prostitution, fighting in the streets, public sex acts, domestic violence, urinating and defecating in public, unsupervised children roaming the streets, vehicles blocking access, offensive littering, loud music at all hours of the day and night, and intimidating behavior against the cul-de-sac residents.
They're really getting everything done over there. Where is this at?
This is...
We need an address, please.
Seriously, please tell us where to go.
5005 Northeast Emerson.
Really?
Yes, Emerson.
The 50th and Emerson.
Smell a remote. All right. Please, to the promo department.
It sounds like a lot of jealousy.
Let's get the Marty unit ready. I was doing a little broadcast.
Yeah, that's totally jealousy. They not only do they win the lottery, but they have public sex acts.
And drugs and violence, urinating, defecating, and supervised children, vehicles blocking driveways, offensive littering, loud music at all hours, and intimidating behavior.
That's so great that it's on Emerson Street. We really ought to be working in some sort of promotion with that.
Mm-hmm.
How much do they win? Do they win a lot? Well, I guess enough that they could buy sex and drugs and cars and so forth.
And do it publicly.
Yeah.
So,
I wonder if they're one of the, I wonder if they
oh, the house is for sale.
They don't sound like some of those, you know, the janitor won $12 million, but says he'll go back to work tomorrow.
No, they're having a alleged public sex act. Urinating and defecating in public and supervised children, vehicles blocking, fighting in the street, offensive littering, loud music all hours of the day and night, and intimidating behavior.
They're just at home doing mounds of cocaine and whizzing in the front yard. That's exactly my, that's a sarcastic, that's a satirical exaggeration. Well, that's exactly what I do. You always, I mean, I would never be one of those people who won like $1 billion and came to work. Screw that. That's F that. There's no way.
Oh, come on. You totally would.
I do. If I won $1 million, it's not even $1 million. If I won like $10 million free and clear.
I would be here the next day.
I'd
prepping
come in,
at 8 a.m.
I'd be here. I think I'd put very little work into it, though. I don't know that I'd even prep. I think my prep might just be I don't even know what I would do. I guess I'd come in, because I guess what would you do? I don't know. I just don't. As much as I'd like to be exciting, I guess I probably just don't have it in me to just sit around and have nothing but blow and whores all day. I mean, you like to
think
you
had time to do that for a year before we came back here.
I know, I didn't have the money. That's the thing. When you have the time for blow and whores, that's blow and whores. When you have time for blow and whores, you don't have the money. When you have the money.
And that's a shame because you live right in that neighborhood.
Well, yes. It's not really blowing whores in my neighborhood. It's sort of a crack and scabies kind of a thing. But, I mean, I just don't know if I'd have the... I just don't know. I don't know if I'd be that exciting. I hate to think that I'd be one of those dull lottery guys that put it all in the bank and then just came here was talking about the, you know, talking about Britney Spears or something the next day. But, I, you know, who knows? I might be. Let's see. Scotty, I would hit every nudie bar in the country. What a big, big dream there, Scotty. Craig, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Well, Rick, sorry to get off your blowing horse subject there, but you were talking the other day about Milli Vanilli, and apparently there is a movie that's going to come out.
You talked about this yesterday.
About Milli Vanilli, yeah.
Yeah, somebody mentioned that yesterday, that that there was going to be a feature film, and I'm surprised it took so long, actually, because it's a pretty... that really is a strange thing to think that we lived through that as a country. It is a huge deal, and...
And the families are participating, you know, in the... release of it too, so it's not like they're saying no, you can't do it.
No, I mean it's a pretty fabulous, it's a pretty amazing case actually to think that because I was in high school when that came out, I think that 30 million singles sold.
Amazing, the numbers they were given, and everybody,
but a lot of people remember that time when they were performing, I think, in Florida, and the backing track, like, stuck, and, you know, and they're out there having to lip-sync the same line over and over again for, like, 30 seconds, and finally they just ran off stage, and then the one guy's dead, so it is, I mean, it does have everything that is needed for a great American film. Yeah, you're right. So,
exactly.
All right, man, no, we're looking forward to it. Thank you, Craig.
Thank you.
That's Craig. All right. I'd like somebody, if you're in the neighborhood, if you're in the vicinity of 5005 Northeast Emerson, is it Emerson Street?
It just says Emerson.
I guess Emerson Drive is that country band. 5005 Northeast Emerson in Portland.
Let us know if they're public sex acts, urinating and defecating in public, unsupervised children, vehicles blocking access, offensive littering, loud music at all hours of the day, and intimidating behavior.
I wonder what offensive littering means. That must mean rubbers.
Oh, that could be.
To go with the sex act. Yeah, as I'm saying, if there's offensive littering, there's regular litter, and offensive littering means you're throwing out a huge purple dildo or something. Like a huge grease-covered phallus into the lawn. All right, here's Tim Riley.
Say, remember that kid that shut up the mall in Salt Lake City?
Do I ever.
Well, this gets a little bit worse. It turns out he's a Muslim.
No!
Mm-hmm.
They're fighting us here now.
According to his aunt Agka, she says, we are Muslims, but we are not terrorists. She rejected any religious motive and can't explain the shooting. They ran away from Bosnia to be free in Utah, 1998.
Let us go to a land of unbridled freedom and liberty. Let us go to Utah.
Now, Agka lives with her three younger sisters in the tiny ranch house. Her parents, Suljo and Sabria Dorima, do not speak English well and have refused to answer the door. The neighbors describe the Yankee boy,
Yankee boy,
is a lanky boy who is a loner and dressed in black.
Uh-oh.
Now, let's see here.
Do we have sound?
No, there's no sound from Utah ever.
Just please help us. Let me help.
She said many left the native village of Bosnia, but a few made it. Oh, said a friend who is Merit Echkala. She's a friend of the family. Up to 20,000 people have been killed in Bosnia, and that's a lot less than that mall.
Now, so really, all things being equal, your odds of survival in Utah are still much higher than they are in Bosnia.
Yes.
All right, fantastic. So there you go. Yeah, I read that he was. He doesn't look Muslim, though. I mean, I guess you think
he's been Americanized.
No, I mean, I guess you don't think of Muslims. I mean, you think of Muslims as not having traditionally European or Anglo features, but I guess that's not true.
No. Some of those Iraqis look like they can live in America.
Well, and what's his name? Isn't what's his name from House of Pain a Muslim? Everlast? I think Everlast. Is
I don't
a
know.
Everlast. Yeah, and he's like a blue-eyed Irish guy. So, I mean, whatever. I'm fully, as Donald Rumsfeld would say, there's known unknowns. There's all kinds of stuff I don't really know about. Do we have a picture? I think somebody may have sent us a picture of 5005 Northeast Emerson.
All right.
Here.
Oh, that's awesome.
Let's see. No. No. And no. Well, okay. No. No, they've sent us the news story, but I guess there's no... let's see. Oh, how much did the see if it says how much they won here? As part of the city's case... no, it didn't say that. No, there's nothing. All right, thank you. Thanks for that.
Thanks for nothing.
Thanks for not helping us at all. Thank you. Thank you for taking up 30 seconds of airtime that we'll never get back with something that doesn't assist us in any way. I appreciate that. Here's Tim.
Meanwhile, holiday weekend travelers may wince upon hearing this.
JetBlue isn't the only way to fly, but it should be.
That's right. Embattled JetBlue, which has been trying to dig itself out of the massive backups and 11-hour tarmac waits during the Valentine's Day ice storm, is pulling the rug from another round of vacation plans. Officials have randomly canceled flights from this busy holiday weekend.
Randomly canceled flights.
Yeah, including my sister's. Thanks. What? I almost swore.
Thanks, ass.
Yeah. I will never, ever fly JetBlue.
Well, which
ever.
Is... Which
well,
is,
nobody can fly JetBlue. Well,
just, I don't think you have any choice.
Nobody can ever fly JetBlue.
I'm going to fly ValueJet instead. Which is too bad. I get maybe not too bad for them because it looks like they may be asses who deserved it. But you know, we say immediately shoveling dirt onto a company that we don't even really know about. Immediately writing the obituary of a company about whom we only have one news story.
Who probably signed an annual just 5 minutes ago.
But we have something. It personally affected us. My sister was supposed to be here right now on the show.
Well, you know what's unfortunate?
And they just didn't tell her. And they sent her an email when she got back home after being at the airport for 12 hours saying, we canceled your flight. Oops.
Dear valued client.
Yeah.
Did it say oops?
It said oops. She was so mad. I talked to her this morning.
Oops. We did it again.
That's fantastic. Look, I know you're at home and you've been home for 12 hours after being... Oops. Sorry. The unfortunate thing for them is they have had such a sterling reputation until now. Like Lycus flew JetBlue about a year ago because he was in New York. I remember him doing a whole thing about this. He came back from New York to L.A., and unbidden, not payola, not consideration, not anything like that. It was nothing improper. They weren't paying him. They weren't whatever. It was a simple testimonial that he did like half an hour on how great JetBlue was. And he was like, I will never fly any line ever again. I will only ever fly JetBlue, greatest airline ever. And not just him, Imus used to do the same thing, talking about how great JetBlue was. And man, one bad news cycle later, and you are a host. One bad story, and you just get effed, and that's exactly what's happening to JetBlue right now. So there you go. Is it just them? It's like nobody else.
No, it's probably everyone else, but they're the ones getting the bad publicity.
But I mean, nobody.
No, Heather is in Boston, and she said that her friend left an hour earlier on a different airline. It was just JetBlue that was canceling all their flights.
Just the media just picked them out of a bag to be crucified. So there you go. Well, I have to fly this weekend, but it doesn't matter. I don't think it's going to affect me at all because I'm not flying anywhere. There's no way. I'm not even coming in because there's no snow or anything. And so that snow time in Southern California is gone. So it's not good. As long as it doesn't affect me, the news story doesn't really matter. So, excellent.
Okay. As it should be.
Yeah.
So what about this Florida teenager who spent the last 3 weeks trying to figure out how to get rid of her hiccups? 15-year-old Jennifer Mee claims she suffers the condition about 50 times a minute.
Jennifer who?
Mee. M-E-E. Jennifer Mee.
Who?
Mee.
Who?
It's all about her.
Who?
She says she's desperate to find a cure. Somebody help.
It's difficult to put off with this pain, and I'm just willing to find anything that will help me. I'm desperate.
Why are you
to
laughing?
Find somebody out there that has done had these, or maybe knows a cure or a doctor.
I can't believe we waited so long to play that. Who is this again?
Jennifer Mee.
Who?
Mee.
It's difficult to put up with this pain, and I'm just willing to try anything that will help me. I'm desperate to find somebody out there that has done had these, or maybe knows a healer or a doctor.
They totally are putting in extra hiccups.
Oh, they sweetened that a bit.
That's raw audio, right? That's not altered. That's just audio taken from the news.
No, that last hiccup, there are the two hiccups that layered, and the last one at the
end. Because she's talking hiccup
could,
at the same
you
time.
You could do well, she's doing it 50 times a minute. You don't have much choice, though, do you? I mean, all right, can we play that again?
Well, I suppose we
can. And this is who?
Jennifer Mee.
Who?
Mee.
It's difficult to put up with this pain, and I'm just willing to try anything that will help me. I'm desperate to find somebody out there that has done had these, or maybe knows a cure or a doctor.
You are so mean.
Oh, it's funny. You know it's funny. You know that that's funny.
Well, we need some cheering up after Anna Nicole.
Seriously. Oh, good God. This guy points out, Rick, these people who won the lottery, if they're now millionaires, why are they still living in Northeast Portland? That's a good question.
Well, the house is for sale. So they are in the process of moving.
Well, they're not going to be able to sell it if it's covered with the whatever, sex toys and drugs or whatever the hell.
Well, this is for somebody who enjoys living around illicit drug sales, drug use, prostitution, fighting in the street, public sex acts, domestic violence, urinating, and defecating in public.
This email says they apparently won $2.5 million. But here comes the obligatory. While that seems like a lot, it amounts to a payout of $1.3 million, of which they would get. So they won $800,000 all told. They say lottery winners don't change. The money just amplifies who they were before winning. So apparently that's what it is. So the house looked a bit ghetto, he says, when I saw it on the news this morning. Blah, blah, blah. So,
oh.
Yes?
I need the bulletin, Sonder.
Oh. Hold on. Breaking news from Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth.
Miss Justin, Britney Spears checked into rehab, but refused to stay and checked out less than 24 hours later. The pop star entered a rehab facility 2 days ago, and TMZ has learned that the center is located outside the country, and she refused to stay. Apparently, Britney checked in at the urging of friends and family after being seen intoxicated in public places and was so exhausted on New Year's Eve she collapsed.
Well, there you go. Well, but now the story's over already.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Well, I can't. Well, I don't feel satisfied. I feel all unfulfilled. And Scotty is pointing out that he also passed out on New Year's Eve, and nobody's putting him into rehab.
Scotty's just planning on drinking whiskey tonight, too.
Is he?
We're going to take shots.
Oh, that's right. We have. He's going to drink it out of. He's just going to take it into his eye. Through osmosis. Just pour it directly into your eye socket, Scotty. I forgot that's tonight. Dante, Storm, 11 o'clock.
He's got you inebriated.
Seriously. So,
so apparently this happened in London.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Was she with her kids?
It doesn't say here. I'm investigating.
But it
I swear to God, Rick.
Okay. I'm just saying I feel all frustrated now, though, because it's over and I don't feel we had a proper resolution.
Oh, come on. It's great. She's fleeing from rehab in less than 24 hours.
But I feel like we should have known when she went into rehab. I feel like Britney Spears has a responsibility.
This all came out at once, but we were right on it.
All right. Well, but that doesn't really count. If she was only in for a day and she wasn't in because of any one thing... Because even that passing out was like 6 weeks ago. So, all right. Well, it'll happen again. You know, she'll be back in rehab in like 30
days. No, she had that big lesbian romp thing come out. And then when she went to that strip club and was trying on all the dancers' outfits.
I didn't read about that.
Are you kidding?
All I know is that Kevin Federline, no, was it him? Somebody claimed that she was having, quote, a lot of lesbian romps. And then she denied it. Which is just stupid because... Like, it's just dumb for her to deny that because, A, it's not like that's going to harm her. Like, her reputation could be damaged by anything, especially by that. And no one cares if Britney Spears has lesbian sex. No one anywhere cares about that. And I'm pretty sure that she's made a bunch of comments about it in the past that she, I don't know, she found women hot or whatever. I don't understand what that's all about. And I didn't, but what was she trying on? What dancers' outfits was she trying on? And why didn't I hear about this?
She's trying on these bikinis, and it's so gross. She said she didn't like what she was wearing, went to this burlesque or strip club or something, went backstage with the strippers, tried on their bikinis, which if you're... I don't think you should be trading, you know, undergarments with...
You're not even supposed to trade hats when you're in grade school.
I know. So she was trying on all these random bikinis. She was photographed back there, like, chatting it up with all the strippers, and then I guess... She took two of them back to her apartment for a slumber party.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Where did you read this?
Everywhere.
No one sent me this story. This is, I think maybe this right here is the prima facie evidence that the culture is sort of over Britney Spears.
Where did she get all the extra chins all of a sudden?
There's a store. she's carrying mackerel. I don't know the answer to that. When did she become a pelican? Well, here's the thing. There was a time in this country, just a couple years ago. Can you imagine in, like, even 2001, 2002, like the I'm a Slave for You era, that whole thing. Can you imagine if it had come out then that Britney Spears went to a strip club, picked up a bunch of whores and then took strippers and then took them back to her place and had like a lesbian three-way? It would have been like on the front page of the New York Times. I mean, that would have been like Wolf Blitzer would have led with that. Now it happened. And apparently everybody knows it, and there are photos of it, or at least of her with the strippers, and no one even sent it to me. Like, no one in the audience, not a single guy, thought, that's what I'm saying, we're over it, maybe.
Oh, yeah, it was just, it was gross. She's just standing out there in a trashy bikini, looking at other girls in bikinis.
Yeah, I mean, but the fact that, no, that I don't know because nobody bothered to tell it to me indicates just how numb we are to Britney Spears. And by the way, that photograph of her, wherever, I hate to be crude, but that photograph of her where she's out and she's drunk and there's a hand, we talked about this maybe briefly, but there's, she's there in a thong, of course, and some low-rise jeans, of course, and she no longer has the body for them, as you know. And the thing about the thong is, it really is like floss, and how floss goes between your teeth, the thong, you know. And so, there's Britney drunk, multiple chins, kind of just looking like, what's his name from Weird, Chet from Weird Science, like Bill Paxton after he gets turned into the little blob, looking like that, but in a pair of thongs, you know, thong underwear and then jeans. And then there's a hand coming into the frame, like pulling the thong out of her, from between her, her cheeks. And it's like, if you have to have, if you're so drunk and out of it in public that you have to have somebody following around to remove your underwear from between your buttocks, that really, you really ought to be, in rehab. So, anyway, let's see, Rick. 5005 Northeast Emerson is not far from my route, says one of our postal carriers. Everybody near 50th and Emerson is into drugs and hookers. They're probably moving up to your neighborhood. You'll see them soon. All right, there you go. All right.
So where is Emerson? Is it, do you know what cross street it's close to?
I don't think I've ever seen it. I don't think I've been there. I don't know. Or have I? Have I? John? No, I don't really know. I don't know the answer to that. I may have driven by it or something, but it seems like I'd remember that. Seems like I'd remember driving by, like, an Emerson Street or something. All right. Well, okay. Do we have Ed McCarthy? Well, let's break here, and we'll come back. We'll just do some more news when we get back, because there's just so much happening constantly. Every 2 minutes, there's news here. So we'll come back. More of Tim Riley, the Ministry of Truth. Ed McCarthy about Anna Nicole Smith's will.
It's
a whole bunch
difficult to put up with this pain, and I'm just willing to try anything that will help me. I'm desperate to find somebody out there that has done had these, or maybe knows the issue.
Has done had these.
Doctor.
She sounds really smart before the hiccups.
It's really hard to talk with that.
Tim Riley around the corner, Ed McCarthy, and a pair of tickets to Rockstar Supernova for one lucky winner. You stay there.